I knew the Lord led me to that verse. And the prayer, it came out. In Proverbs, you don't have to turn there, but you can write these down or read them later. Proverbs 19, and I've been thinking about the bride lately, just so much of how not only does she have ears to hear, she has eyes to see. She has dove's eyes. And she can see things maybe other people don't see. But what is she going to do with it? She needs to be still, be quiet, wait on the power of the Holy Spirit. If he tells her to speak, speak, and go where he tells her to go. But I looked at verse 18. She sees with her eyes, chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. You need to be chastened. And the bride, she's learning to love chastening. That sounds ridiculous, but the natural man, it is foolishness. But the bride knows if she's being chastened, how much does he love her? She's been given wisdom to see these things and eyes of the dove's eyes. And she's experiencing these things. There's more than just chastening. When you're being chastening, why? That's the whole purpose. It's how much he loves us to instruct us in the way that we should go. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Hear counsel, and that's what's lacking today, is counsel, but true counsel from the Word of God. And he is my counselor. He is my counselor, and I can go to him, and I can talk to him, and he'll tell me what's right, what's wrong, what I need to do. But we have to want to be counseled. Hear counsel. Receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise when in the latter end. And that was in our prayer today, that we will be wise in the days to come. In the latter end, all these things, we need to have wisdom, and he is our wisdom. There are many devices in a man's heart. Man doesn't even know his own heart. Sometimes God just has to come in and go down deep with the Word of God, take that light in there, and let you see what's truly in your heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. And we've heard that the Word of God shall last from eternity on. And that's, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And if you think about how he brought everything to pass, he spoke and he saw. He spoke and he saw. That's what he wants to hear from us. He doesn't want us to just hear his Word. He doesn't want us to just see it. He wants it to become part of us. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. For what purpose? If he's talking to the churches and he's saying, thou hast left your first love, remember from whence thou art fallen. He's saying, come back. Just say, Lord, I want what I've had from the beginning. Every one of us know what that first love really is. And to me, that's a love. Love covereth a multitude of sins. And you know, when he loves us completely. He loves us with an everlasting love. He loves us when we don't deserve to be loved. That is one thing I know God has revealed to my heart, and I'm responsible to stand in it. I did nothing to deserve the grace of God, so why should I expect every other person to do perfect before I show them grace? That's not grace, that's law. That is legality. And we have to come to the place, continue in the love wherewith I have loved you. If we get up and we have all the wisdom, we have prophecy, we know all the stuff, but without love, it profits me nothing. It's not going to bring any profit to me. Because love, it must start with love. He loved me. And he said, now feed my lambs. If you don't know what it is and you've never been fed as a lamb, how will you know how to feed a lamb? And if you don't know how to feed sheep, how did he feed you? He fed us with the Word of God, but he did it because he loved us. He didn't want us to take the counsel of men and be robbed. I've heard so many things. Just this one little thing I want to share. Julie had put a verse in about the ranks of the resurrection. And she had put it online. And a woman called her or texted her back. And she said, you, I have one thing to say to you. I am a pastor's wife. I just get these words, please. I was going, woo! Come on, lady, come down off your high horse. It was like, I am a pastor's wife. I have been a pastor's wife for this many years, and I have never heard such a thing that is coming out of your mouth. And Julie said, well, I'm only saying it because I love you, and this is the word of God, and you will find it all there. I will give you the scriptures. She said, I don't believe in any ranks. She believed the whole church was the bride. And it was like stubborn, stiff-necked. I know everything. And if I know everything, I don't have a need to be counseled. I don't need to hear what you have to say because I already know it all. And if we get to that place, we are going to lose out, totally lose out. There is no one who knows it all. And it's like, I always thank him, just, Lord, thank you for what you've shown me and for showing me where I could have been and what I would have been without the grace of God and what I could still do if I just yield to the flesh. It's the same thing. So I want you to go over to, right now, I want you to go to 1 Corinthians 1, 30 and 31. Because I was thinking of presents and treasures and where your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be. Where is your treasure? Where is your heart at? I mean, if you really think on this, a lot of people are going out in the world. They love everything of this world. And he says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. We are to love as God loves. Take your place in that calling that we've been hearing about. Take your place in heavenly places. You have true treasures, and it's wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30 and 31. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom. God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. So if we're going to glory, what are we going to glory in? Things? People? Self? No. Glory in the Lord. Because we know by Romans what it said. There is none good. No, not one. None. So he that glorieth, if you have any glory, then we all fell short of the glory of God. But look what he's brought us back to. Glory and honor and power. This is for our Lord. Show his glory and his honor and bring forth who he is to the people. So when I looked at this and he said, you have been made wisdom for us. Then when you go over, you're going to see, I want you to go to Proverbs chapter 8. I'm going to skim through just a few of these, and then we'll go to someone who had to have that wisdom. And you want a treasure. This is a call of wisdom. Gene's been talking about our calling. Well, this is a call of wisdom. In chapter 8 of Proverbs, does not wisdom cry? Understanding put forth her voice. She standeth in the top of high places by the way of the place and paths. I want you to go, she cried at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call. My voice is to the sons of man. I'm calling. O you simple, understand wisdom. You fools, be ye of understanding heart. Many are fools. And you'll see through the word. Here, for I will speak of excellent things. And what do we want to know? The excellency of the power. We want to know him far beyond just Jesus. I want to know who he is. That's who you are because you're to be found in him. What a treasure. We have treasure in earthen vessels that the power be of God and not of ourselves. That's a treasure. Treasures in the snow. What was it that the wise men brought? Gold, silver, frankincense, myrrh, what was it they brought to him? But see, in the beginning when they came, it was baby in a manger. The wise men come and he's older. Let me tell you, the bridegroom says, and you look in the last days and the last part of Revelation, and it says, the bride, the spirit and the bride say, come. He had to call her first. Now she's saying, come. But it's not going to be, I have to go out and win souls and do this and do that. No, her life alone should be, come. I want what you have. I want. How in the world did you know this? How are you getting this? I will speak excellent things, and the opening of my lips are going to be right things. My mouth shall speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. In Proverbs 8:9, they are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction. Many ways of getting instruction. Remember the bride? She knows. Chastening's a good thing. Trials are a good thing. Proverbs 8:10, receive my instruction. He'll give it to you, but you're going to have to receive it. Not silver and knowledge rather than choice gold. So look how important it is to have instruction, not silver. Knowledge rather than choice gold. Wisdom is better than rubies. I've already seen gold, silver, and I've seen some precious stones right here. Every one of them can endure heat. Every one of those can endure heat. But hay, wooden, stubble, never. It'll all burn up. For wisdom is better than rubies. All the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. And I like that. I went, see, Lord, why does everybody have, why does all those big words have to be there? He said, because you need to dig. Maybe you don't understand. Maybe someone else has the knowledge of, you know, they're smart enough to know these words. That doesn't make them better than you, Penny. But you need to know, because you cannot teach us if you don't know. Prudence, what does that mean? Wise thought before acting. Having wise thoughts before ever acting or have actions of any sort. That's prudence. Now watch, after you have that, he said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, to hate pride, to hate arrogancy, the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, okay? Counsel is mine. Where do we say we get counsel? Do you know they sat at the counsel table together before we ever came on the scene? Counsel is mine. Sound wisdom, I am understanding, I have strength. Now look, he gives you the wisdom. First, he's going to counsel you. He gives you wisdom. He gives you the understanding. But you know what else? He gives you the strength. You see, you can have wisdom, and you can know, and you can have the knowledge, you can get the understanding, but he's got to give you the strength to be able to walk in that wisdom, to take it and say, this is mine. This, he has been this for me. Counsel is mine, sound wisdom. Where does that come from? Sound doctrine. You won't be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. I remember I sat in Song of Solomon, I looked through it, you know, just before the Lord, there'd been a question to me, and I was like, Lord, I, you know, when there's confusion, that's not of God. I need to know this for my own heart. And I go, so I'm coming to you and asking. And it was, you know, in Song of Solomon, he said, what did he say? Thou art fair, my love, right? But she said, oh, no, you are fair. It's you. She's learning all these things. But see, he called the things that were not as though they already were. He called her, thou art fair, thou art lovely, thou art this, thou art mine, you're my spouse, you're my love, my undefiled. You look at those things, and that's where people get stumped, because they go, but Lord, you want somebody, she's one, and she's undefiled? One in Him. That's the only way you will be undefiled in a defiled world. He will wash and He will cleanse you with the washing and the water of the Word, that you will be sanctified, and He will present a glorious church, not having a spot or wrinkle. He said, my spouse. Were they married yet? He counts the things that are not as though they already were. All the way through. But let me tell you, as she begins to grow up and grow in the things of who He is and what He is to me, she's going to take those words and she's going to say, oh, I know what it means to have dove's eyes now. That's why you said I had dove's eyes, because you knew you were going to reveal these things to my heart. You were going to show me far-seeing things where the bride says, come, because the spirits say, come, and they that hear say, come, but the ones after that don't say those words. And you'll have to go and dig that for yourself. But he says, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. Now get this, it's His wisdom. By me, kings reign and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule. It's by me that the nobles and all the judges of the earth, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Remember, those that lose their life, they'll find it. I was like, man. It's so, to me, a light just went off, and I was like, yeah, I counted all but lost, but let me tell you something. You shall find. Seek, and you shall find. You're going to find out who you really are now, and that's the biggest treasure of all, is the one that is alive in me, the treasure within, that the power may be of God and not of yourselves. And if you go in there, you're going to see, we might be at the time of Christmas. But I tell you what, there's trials and tribulations that are hitting people during this time. There are people who cannot afford to do anything for anybody. Do we even take time for that? Do we even think about that? Do we think about the lonely ones who no one acknowledges? I mean, this is Jesus' love. That's the love of Jesus. He wants us to love the unlovable. That's where the light's going to shine. That's why we're in a clay vessel. When this tabernacle falls, what's going to be there? You see, sometimes we're broken easy. These little vessels here, they can be broken and cracked. But let me tell you, let your little light shine. If just a little light comes out of that. Most people think, I'm broken. It's terrible. No. There is such wisdom in that. Because when I come before Him and we go through trials and tribulation, you'll have to go in there and read. It's like it'll say maybe that you're going through this, but not destroyed. There's always but not, because God is there. God's going to take care of us. I love them that love me. And He goes, riches and honor are with me. Yea, durable riches. And righteousness. My fruit is better than gold. How many of us would say, Lord, you know, my husband, not that he didn't do this, but, oh, look at this beautiful necklace. It's beautiful. My husband bought me this gold necklace. Not saying you can't have a gold necklace. I did not say that. I'm saying, where is your heart in the matter? Do we realize that having my fruit is better than gold? Lord, I want to have your fruit. And He said, if you just contend in the faith, keep going. Continue in it. You're going to have fruit. Most people say, well, I just don't have this. Or some people say, well, I can love because I have love. No, you do not. You love because He loved you, and you can only love on the level wherewith you have allowed Him to love you. That's the true love. Only one person experiences that, and that's yourself with him. And you cannot love anyone according to the word of God. He said, continue ye in my love as I have loved you. That's the way you're supposed to be loving people. I remember the times. I always go back to Burlingame. I remember the times there were so many rich people. There was people who were so rich, and all they did was talk about all this stuff they were having for Christmas, and they're going here on the holidays and not considering the poor. Love considers. That's why I think we need to be, Lord, give me what to speak and not to walk eggshells. I'm not saying that. It's just, I remember those days so vivid. They just come to me all the time. They didn't have a ham. This family had hamburger. How many consider the poor? Because considering those, you know, it's easy. I still go back. It's easy to love those who love you. That's easy. That is not even hard to do. We're talking about the love of God. We're talking about loving as I have loved you. Loving the unlovable. Loving the one who you like to just take and wring their neck. You know, you had any kids like that? Why don't you listen to me? Well, first of all, if you say it like that to them, they're not going to listen anyway. I've learned through the years, and I believe it's wisdom. Sometimes saying nothing at all says it all. Say nothing at all, and it says it all. Because you're in quietness and stillness, and that's what his bride is going to be. She's going to be quiet. She's going to be still. Why? She's not going to fight. She's not going to quarrel with them. She's going to say, God, bless them. They need to be blessed. Pray for them. Pray for your enemies. That's love. That's what Jesus did when he was on the cross. It started, think of that. But the love of God when he sent his son, and the very first act of love, there was no room for him. There was no room for that kind of love. Jesus, a baby coming down for us? That is love? Oh no, they're caught up in everything that's going on around them. So Mary and Joseph had to go to a lowly place. Lowly. And they could have been put up in the most elite, should have been, if they really knew what that treasure was that was being born. What is the treasure within each one of us? Have you even opened up your treasure and let anybody see what you got in there? Or are they just seeing the outer part? I want to see your treasure. I want to see Christ in you, the hope of glory. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst to pass a judgment, that I may cause those that love me, to inherit substance, true substance. I always think of true substance, the sure word of prophecy. And I will fill their treasures. I'm going to fill it up. I'm going to fill you up. You want treasures from him? You see, and then he can give you. What's that scripture? It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. First. All these things could be added unto you. Those are just blessings from him that maybe people are giving you something, or they're saying a kind word, or you need clothing. I mean, it just happens. There's been times I remember in Burlingame, didn't have a thing to wear to church. I just was like, we can't afford it. And a lady brought over 3 bags of beautiful clothes. Oh, we're not talking just to hand me the stuff that she didn't want because a button was off or... No, she gave me the very best clothes she had. Suits, everything. I knew it was from God. It was too good to be true. Well, that's how he does it. And then he says, I want you to inherit substance. I need you to go over to Daniel real fast. Daniel 2. Daniel had to have wisdom. If you look, remember the king in chapter 2 of Daniel? The king had a dream, and he went to his elite people, his astrologers, soothsayers, and all the high people. He went to them, and he said, I want to know my dream, and I want to know what it means. They go, you're asking something totally impossible. Good, because things that are impossible with man are always possible with God. If it's impossible with the man, look to the one who it's possible. So we'll just go down to verse 14. Daniel answered with counsel. What did we just learn about? Counsel. He answered with counsel and with wisdom to Arioch, the captain's king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel, and he began to tell him, this is why. Daniel went in and desired of the king. He didn't tell the king, look, you're being too hasty. He didn't do that. He just made a request. He went in. He desired from the king that he would give him some time. Will you just give me some time? That he would show the king the interpretation. Just give me some time. I'll show it to you. Then Daniel went to the house and made known to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, his companions, that they would do something. He went to his companions and he said, what do? We go to people and say, let's pray about this. That they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning a secret. Who do secret things belong to? God. But God reveals those things to us, and then they're our little secret with him. That Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men in Babylon. Then was the secret revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And please notice, Daniel blessed the God of heaven first. I bet he was worshiping and praising the Lord. Like, oh, I knew you could do it. And you've done it again. And he said, Daniel in that night vision, and he blessed the God of heaven, and Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He, notice the he's in here, he removeth kings, he sets up kings, he giveth wisdom unto the wise, and the knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness. I love that. He knows what's in the darkness. Why? He's the light. In him is no darkness at all. He knoweth what's in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee, and I praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom. Now see, if we get wisdom, that's going to humble you. You are the one who gave this, Lord. Look what you've done. You give me wisdom. You give me might. What is that? You give me the strength, the ability. Who has given me wisdom and might and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee? Will he give you the desires of your heart? Yes. Go to prayer and believe God for that. Thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. All right, so he's going to go to him, but I love the humbleness and the meekness of this man. Because when he goes in, Daniel answered to the king, the secret in verse 27, the secret what the king had demanded, cannot the wise men and all of your astrologers and your magicians and your soothsayers show unto thee, king? What about the people you set up so high? Can't they do this? What happened? I thought they're supposed to be the pomp of glory, all this. No, they're not. There's only one who gets the glory. I love this. He goes, but there's a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and make known to King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed, here's what it is. Don't you think that king was probably going, I got to hear this. He's listening. As for thee, O king, my thoughts came into my mind upon my bed. what is going to come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secrets, and we know who that is, we just had it, the God of heaven, revealeth secrets, make known to thee what shall come to pass. Look at Daniel. It's not me. It is he. He's making known to you. The God of heaven is talking to you. He's making known to you. He's telling you that he's the revealer of this secret. This is one of the humbling verses. I love this verse. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any other living. It doesn't make... A lot of people would have thought, Daniel, whoa, I'm running around with Daniel. That man can get some stuff. He knows where to go. He's only going to point you to God. And we're pointing people to Christ and the power of the Holy Ghost and the new life of redemption and the gold, the deity, precious stones. To be able to, people are to be building with this. For any wisdom that I have more than any living, it's but for their sakes thou shalt make known the interpretation to the king, that you may know the thoughts of your heart. And he begins to go in. Why? Because of the revealer of secrets. And there were those who watched. He got exalted in due time. You see, he's right now, he's in the palace and stuff, but you think of all the things. Only because God, but God. And when you go into 2 Corinthians 4 and you read about that treasure in an earthy vessel, it's they all these things happen to them, but not destroyed, but not forsaken, not. And it's all because of but God. God was there. He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley we walk through. But he said, seek me now while you can find me. Have wisdom and prudence. I love that prudence. Prudence. Have wisdom before acting on something. Go to God. If you don't know what to do, don't do nothing. Wait. Go to God. Because that's who it's going to matter to him and him alone. Let's all stand. Father, I just thank you for the treasures that we have. We have treasures in the snow. We have treasures, though, that we have in Christ Jesus. I thank you for the treasure that you have put within each one of our vessels, Lord. And Father, we just pray that we open up our hearts and our treasures to others, Lord, and let them see the beauty of your glory. And Father, we just thank you that you have called us into this ministry, Lord, and each one of us are just to minister Jesus. And Christ and him alone. And I thank you for that. I thank you for wisdom. Thank you for showing me what prudence meant. Thank you, Lord. And I know it's not for any personal, just for me. It's for everybody. It's for the body. And I thank you for that, that you have revealed this to me. And I know you'll add on to it day by day. And you said, as our days be, so shall our strength be. That's because we are growing up in Christ. And we are his jewels, and I thank you for it. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and bless his word. Amen.